And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, host of Your Financial Destination. Welcome aboard. And over the next 15 minutes, let's go over ways to improve your current investments and enhance your retirement income. So, your financial destination, think of it as a planned financial flight. Where are you now? Where do you want to be? How long will it take to get you there? On a flight, 5 hours. In your investments, 5, 15, 30 years. Now, on a flight, you know, when you're flying and every hour you would check in, where am I right now? If you were heading to Florida, basically a 3 or so hour flight, every hour it's nice to have the pilot or check in. The first hour you're over New York, the second hour you're over Atlanta, and the third hour you're going into Florida and soon about to land. So that's where you are. Where are your investments right now? Where are you at? Are you on track? Are you flying into storms? Flying around them? And funds that have the ability to recover during a small storm like we had this spring? Or are you in funds that just sort of lag behind all the time? And don't lose time. You can lose some altitude. The markets will move up and down. The plane might move up and down a few thousand feet, but it stays the same course. Keep the same attitude. No fear, no greed. So is your financial flight on track? Is it on cruise control, doing well? Or maybe just autopilot, and you're not really sure where it's going? There's a lot of reasons for that. Why are my funds lagging behind? And it usually comes from poor fund selection, and basically how you answered your own profile years ago when you first started. So let's go back. You were probably at a bank, most likely, and you filled out a form. What kind of investor are you? What's your timeline? Your risk and reward. If this happened to the market, what would you do? And most people will pick something in the middle. And that ends up being picking out a balanced fund, or the bank will pick it out for you. It's a very limited selection, but a balanced fund. Well, what is a balanced fund? Typically, it's about a 60-40 split, 60% growth and 40% fixed income. And fixed income consists of bonds and bond funds, income style. At one time, it might be GICs and treasury bills. And also another rule of thumb, you would take the number 100 and subtract your age. Let's say you were 40. So you took 40 off of 100, that left 60. 60% of your money should be in growth and 40 income. And if you were 70, 30% growth and 70 income. And that worked well. That wasn't a bad formula in the previous century, 20 years ago. Not so much now. It hasn't worked for years because 40% or so of your investments are dragging, lagging, and sagging your returns. So while time clicks away, the reason for that is the low historic rates. You're getting no return on at least 40% of your money. So how can we fix that? We'll be back in a moment to dig in and explain how.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your financial destination show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. Balance funds. It sounds like a good idea. The words balance fund. And they're for clients who aren't sure. I want to make a little and maybe not lose too much. Perhaps low risk, low and slow growth. And again, maybe 60% growth and 40% bonds or income. So it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But unfortunately, it's a whole lot of nothing. It might seem convenient to have a balanced fund, but there are bigger downsides than up. One of those being the fund selects or controls the asset of the mix. You don't. So someone else is controlling all the stuff in this fund. And it's kind of like a one-size-fits-all. It's like when the cable companies offer you 30 more channels, and most of those you don't need or watch. In this case, the balanced fund, you're getting funds that don't always work. Your best option is to target the growth funds you want, selecting the channels you want to watch. The all mix doesn't work for everyone. You're getting things you don't need or want. So I see clients who come to my office and they're 35 and others are 65. And they all have the same one fund, a balance fund. One size does not fit all. You want to select the funds that you want. Like the TV channels, you want to target the proper selection. Another problem with income funds, they're taxed differently than growth funds. Income funds are taxed, are fully taxable. So for some, if you're making a good return on those, they should be placed in your tax-free. Growth funds, only half as taxable, so they're more tax efficient. So for tax efficiency, you want to separate them. Do not mix them like oil and gas. Separate the two. But in a balanced fund, they're all together. You lose the tax efficiency. Now, if it's in an RSP, for example, then the tax implications don't matter as much. But if you're still an age where you're in the RSP stage, 65, 60, 50, and under, you want growth, not income. Income comes later. You should separate them, not mix them. But in a balanced fund, they are mixed together for you. It's kind of a lazy, ineffective way of investing. Now, if you do want income, then you should select those target income funds and have those fixed terms staggered so you have money coming due at different times. Like, for example, the Market Linked Advantage would be an income fund. You can select 3 to 5 years. It's a guaranteed amount, low risk, and you separate those from your growth funds. That's how you get balance. You want them both, but not in the same fund. Balance funds. It's just a mix. You have no control what's there or when any of the money comes due. And not everyone is a 60-40 split. So when clients come to me, not happy with their mutual funds, I can bet. Dollars to donuts. They're highly concentrated in balance funds. No direction, no directional balance funds. And they don't know why. Now, most financial experts and professionals fear that balance funds play it too safe. You are cutting yourself too short, way too early, as 40% or more is producing very little returns today. Bonds, GICs, and T-bills, almost next to nothing, almost negative. No rate of return. That's costly in time. And balance funds certainly fell during the pandemic this spring. And they fell back in 2018. And for the most part, are slow to recover. It gives clients, investors, a false sense of security. These funds will move up and down. They'll go down. Now, it's really no one's fault. That's kind of the form you filled out. You filled out this form. Nothing too low. Didn't want to lose. You don't lose with quality growth funds. You don't lose by selecting the proper funds. So let's say you went to a golf course. I always like to do this comparison. And you're new at the game. You've never played golf and you're new at investing. So let's compare the two. So you went to the golf course to rent a club or clubs and you don't know much about golf. And usually in a bag of clubs, there's a dozen or so, 12 to 14 different clubs. And they all have their own individual purpose. They're like funds, but now you don't need 12 different funds. You don't need that many. Now, the lower the number on the golf clubs, the one and the three, those are your big drivers, called woods. They're your growth funds. The ball travels far, it travels fast. You need them. You're going to use them most often. The higher the number, your irons, 3 to 9, the higher the number, the higher the ball goes in the air, but not the same distance. It lofts the ball to land on the green. So a 3 will drive it further, a 9 will chop it up higher. Those are your modest growth funds. And your putter, that taps it in at the end, or at least it's supposed to. Now, your putter would be your income fund, short-term, relatively guaranteed at this distance. Now, I don't know a lot about golf. I do know I can throw all my clubs the same distance when I'm upset. But again, the 1 and 3 driver, they drive the ball the longest distance, growth. So you ask the person behind the counter for a club. You don't know what you want. You fill out a form. I don't want to hit it too far. I don't want to hit it too short. I don't want to risk the driver hitting into the woods or going into the water or a sand trap. So I don't know really what I want. So they hand you one club in the middle, a 5-iron. That's your balance fund. Doesn't drive as far as the drivers. You can putt from a distance, but not very well. And the reason you have to putt from a distance, because you used the wrong funds or clubs to date. to bring yourself where you should be, you've fallen behind. So now you're using an all-purpose club, a 5-iron, which is probably the least used club in the bag. You still use it some, and you can still use a balance fund, some, but not nearly as much as you're using it. You get the proper balance, the proper diversification by selecting quality growth funds and some income separately. And probably now leaning more towards 75% growth and 25% income, but separating the two for the most part. Separate quality clubs. They round out your golf game. It doesn't mean anything radical. It doesn't mean any high-flying funds. It doesn't mean you're trying to get a hole-in-one every shot. You're just doing better shots. Quality shots on every round. And every round, your funds move ahead. And look at this year, for example. The balance funds fell in March and April, and very slow to recover. Some aren't back to where they were in January yet. The growth funds came back by June, and by the end of August, September, had risen to all-time highs. They'll move up and down as well. Those shots will vary a little bit, but they'll stay on track at a faster pace. So the better the golfer, he or she's going to pull ahead. The better the funds, the better the clubs, the better golfer, and long before the 18 holes are over, the better golfer is way out of sight, way ahead. So I could golf with anybody in the first round, but after each round goes over, the better golfer is going to pull ahead. By 18 holes, he or she's out of sight, long way ahead of me. Again, the better golfer, the better the clubs, the better the funds. They will enhance or improve your game. We'll be back to wrap it up for today, the golf lessons and the investments, in just a moment.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So we've been comparing balance funds, talking about balance funds, and also get you to compare your fund the last year, the last 3 years, the last decade, as growth has pulled ahead of both income and balance. So we've been talking about the balance funds, and the name sounds like it should work, but too much of your investments lag. Time runs out. It's an easy, lazy way of investing. I put it into a balance fund and kind of forgot about it. We've been comparing balance funds to try to pick out the all-purpose golf club. Doesn't work that well. Now, it's really no one's fault. Not the person behind the counter who handed you the iron, or the bank person who placed you in a balance fund, because that is kind of what you told them. You want it. A little bit of this, a little of that, but unfortunately, a whole lot of nothing. Too much fear, and perhaps lack of knowledge. You get balance by selecting quality growth. Quality golf clubs, each having its own purpose. Some you will use more than others, and not by accepting a one-size-fits-and-suits-all, the all-purpose balance fund. So I trust that gives you some direction today on questions you might want to ask yourself or your financial advisor. Questions for me, we are located at 1702 Sackville Drive. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca. Any questions, you can email me at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. That's roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Or the best way of all, call 902-499-5879. That's 902-499-5879. I'm Roger Hamilton. Thank you for listening. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.